little kids first come out here, and that's the first thing they wanted to do, was to go horseback riding.
Can't blame them either.
No, it's the best, most fun in the world. If I had a pasture or somewhere to keep a saddle horse, I'd still have me a good saddle horse, and I'd like to ride yet. I never had got where I would like to ride a good horse.
Yeah, that would be good.
No, it would. It's the best exercise in the world for a person.
And that'd get you out, too. So
it does. Yes, it does. I know after the folks went to New Mexico, I hadn't ridden a horse, been 15 or 20 years. And after we went out there, we had saddle horses, and I went out on a visit, and sister just 2 years older than I am, they had to go about 7 miles to get their mail then. And it was such rough country, you didn't go in a car either. Mm-hmm. And she said, let's saddle horses and go and get the mail. And I said, all right. And I thought to myself, well, I'll have to be helped out of bed in the morning, but I'm going anyway. Well, we didn't only go on the mail, but she knew where there was a spring that come right out of a great big old rock, and she wanted to go around. Well, that's about 7 more miles. Well, I just knew that I'd be dead, and you know, it didn't make me a bit sore in the world. I never was more astonished in my life than I was when I woke up the next morning, because I just knew that I'd be so stiff and sore I couldn't get out of bed. But when you learn to ride once, I don't think you ever forget it.
Mm-hmm. That's certainly a miserable feeling.
Oh, I guess it is, but I've never been sore or stiff from riding, but I've seen people that couldn't hardly get up. Now, I have. They'd just be so sore they couldn't hardly get up.
I rode a mule down to fight a fire at the bottom of the canyon. It was about 8 miles, I guess, and it was hard. It was mountain trails all the way.
Oh,
and worked the fire out and came back, and I was sure the next day I was going to be dead. But it didn't bother me.
No, sir. Well, if you once learn, I don't believe that you just know how. And well, there's a whole lot in knowing how to sit on a saddle. Yeah. I've seen people that, I tell you, they just squirmed all over that horse.
This was an old McClellan saddle, too, one of those old army saddles.
Oh, boy.
It was no fun, but we got there. It was better than walking.
Indeed, yes. Anything's better than walking.
What was that band called that held the saddle on the horse?
Cinch.
Uh-huh.
Saddle Cinch. Some of them, I think that's more in the north, they call them conchers. C-O-H-N. No,
C-O-H, C-O-C-H, countries, C-O-C-H. Is that around
here? No, uh-uh, no, we just call them saddle cinches.
Uh-huh.
Some of them, for a while, would ride with just one cinch. Well, if you roped a heavy steer, he was just apt to up end that saddle.
Uh-huh.
And you were in trouble right there if you had a horse with any life to him. So almost all of them were, had 2 cinches on the horses, almost all of them. I've seen horses especially a little nippy morning, every boy that would start out, and they'd get to where the good riders, they didn't mind to get on and start off, and they'd get on and start off first, and each fella got on his horse and go off pitching with him. In the morning, and the ones that didn't ride very good, they didn't want the rest of them to make fun of them, because they was always told about how they got piled that morning. They'd wait till the others would get gone before they'd get on. They'd always be something they had to go back to the house for.
When your father drove up to Ashland, did he take anything in the wagon to put on the horse's head when he got there so they could eat?
No, not usually we'd start and we didn't stop until we'd get to Ashland, and it'd take all day too.
Uh-huh.
But he never hurried.